It appears that American meddling into Pakistani affairs has reached a precarious point as the US ambassador to Pakistan, Ann Patterson, managed to force a change in a Pakistani newspaper's policy. When contacted by Press TV, the US embassy admitted to raising concerns in the form of a letter to the leading English daily, and this was also confirmed by the newspaper's resident editor.
I question Blackwater's permission being granted to them to have a presence in Pakistan given their background in Iraq, and it was pointed out that they were protecting ostensibly, it seems, a CIA front company, Creative Associates International Inc. in Peshawar, and that one of the people from that company had been deported, Craig Davis, and then he was allowed to come back. That point particularly irked the American ambassadress, who then wrote to the paper and complained that this was absolutely fabricated, which is interesting because this news had been published 2 weeks earlier on the front page of an Urdu daily.
According to the columnist, there is a hidden agenda behind America's clandestine activity in Pakistan's capital.
Here, one, they want to bring Pakistan down to size. They want to take control of our nuclear assets. And basically, they want to remold Pakistan into a satellite state which will accept American priorities in this region, including Indian hegemony.
Leading analysts and opposition politicians lament that the Pakistani government has capitulated to an alarming level to the Americans.
The interference, like you put it, is not there. The government is operating well. I mean, they are not interfering in day-to-day affairs. But obviously, they have a special interest in Pakistan's fight to war on terror.
No, I wouldn't say that, because we have a very robust civil society and we have a nation that questions its politicians. But certainly our state is fast becoming a state that isn't servile to US interests.
The Americans are neither Pakistan's friend nor foe. And analysts believe that America has interests and America does everything to protect those interests.
There can perhaps be no clearer indication of how Americans intend to protect their interests here in Pakistan following the delirious news reports about the expansion of the US embassy, making it the largest in the world, housing approximately 1,000 US Marines, and of course the presence of the mercenary Blackwater Company. However, what remains to be seen is, can the Pakistani government afford to bite the hand which feeds? Adil Saleh, Press TV, Islamabad.